Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid?
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin?
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you? Step your game up.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time to step your game up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, b.k.a. Miss Motivation. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live today on this beautiful day. It is May the 4th, 2013, and we are stepping your game up today with Miss Mindy Butler. She is definitely an entrepreneur and a business owner of MAB Enterprises. Y'all check her out at www.mindyabutler.com. That's mindyabutler.com. That has been getting global exposure around the world, so she'll be on the show with us today, snapping our games up and talking about the ministry that she's assists and is under her care. It's three of them in Africa and two in Pakistan, so you guys make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, big shout out to all my Facebook and Twitter family. I see y'all like Diva open up the chat room, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat, give it about a minute to reload. We're going to open up the chat room. If you have any questions for her, if you have any comments about what we're going to be talking about today, we stepping you guys' games up. You can definitely post them in the chat room by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpots. Also, Miss Mindy is going to be stepping you guys' games up. We're going to be taking donations to support the brothers and sisters in their ministry and also to support the children. Y'all know that Diva loves the kids, so go ahead and make sure you tune in live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot or call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my special guest, Miss Mindy Butler, live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. Let me get you in here, Queen. Hold on. I love that 20th century open. It's just like, you know, something is incredible is about to happen. Mindy, can you hear me? Hold on 1 second. Let me get it together. A big shout out to all my Blog Talk users and all the Blog Talk hosts and shows. We have been working with them for the past month now. They've been changing over the switchboard and having a couple of difficulties with hackers, but it's okay. Mindy, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Great. Welcome to the show, Queen.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Most definitely. Of course, when you reached out to me, when we first met, you introduced me to Terry Khan. She's a beautiful singer, and she's a beautiful woman of God, and it was such a blessing then. So when you reached out to me again, it was like, hey, Diva, I got this going on, the Reach outreach program that's going on. I definitely had to support it. Why don't you let the listeners know, you know, who you are and, you know, what we're going to be discussing today.
Okay, great. I am Mindy A. Butler. I am the Dean of Students at Ark of Christ Bible College. As Diva Ebony also mentioned, I have my own company, MAB Enterprise. And with Ark of Christ Bible College, we have some learning centers that we have set up overseas in just a short amount of time. And there, a lot of them are in impoverished locations, and there's some needs that they have. So myself, my team, along with the leadership of Unashamed Impact, which is an also an international organization, we put together a project called Operation REACH. And REACH stands for Restoring Awareness in Community Health. And it's not just our community, our immediate community, our immediate neighborhood, but it's the community of the body. It's the community of humanity. It goes beyond just ourselves, because even the team is spread. One of the members live in Canada, and I think it stretches all the way down to Texas. So it encompasses a variety of people, and we have come together to meet the needs of those that are less fortunate than us.
I think that's a beautiful thing that you're doing, and, you know, of course, it's a time to work on to get it as large as it is and to reach out, and I think that's one thing that a lot of us Americans do. Sometimes we don't even care what's going on in our backyard, but we're so comfortable in looking at what's going on with just us, and that we don't look outside of the United States, and there's a lot of things going on. And when I was reading the information, which kind of like touched my heart about the churches and their homes being burned down, I was like, wow.
Right, right. You are so true. So many times people, they just say, oh, it's not my problem, so they keep moving. But I think that as Christians, it is important to not just take care of, you know, meet the need of those who are around us, but those that come to us, because the Bible says that how can you say you have the love of God in you and somebody comes to you with a need and you're able to meet the need, and or you're able to do something about it and you don't. So that really, you know, it raises us to a call. It's like a call to stand out. It's a call to make a difference. And we may not always have the ability, like the financial ability to do it ourselves, but God will give us ideas and people to work with so that we can help others, which is how Operation REACH came about.
That's great. Let's talk about the needs of what's going on right now. There's a couple of ministries that need help. There's three in Africa and two in Pakistan. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Let's talk about the needs, what these guys need, so we can have more specific details of, you know, what's going on and what's needed in support.
Okay. Well, let's start with the three that's in Africa. We have one in the Gambia, and it's 21 students there. Their need is being able to afford to go to school. We were able to send them $225 last week, and I sent a letter to the principal, watched the email to be sent to the principal of the school to say, hey, we are working with them. This is the best that we can do. Can you give us a little more time to pay the rest of the students' fees? And thankfully, the principal, he granted our request. And so in order for the students to stay in school, we still owe $125 with the students there in the Gambia. The next ministry that we're working with in Africa is from Uganda. And that ministry serves over 100 and some children. Their biggest need is food. Our money goes a lot further in third world countries than it does here in America. For $100 that we sent them, they were able to feed 100 kids for 7 days.
Mm.
And, you know, you think about some people, they spend $20, they spend $100 in a blink of an eye and don't think anything about it. But yet we have these children who are barely eating, or they're eating the same thing, porridge, rice, and beans, you know, three meals a day, 7 days a week. So that's a need that they have there. Their school, there was a flood recently from a storm, and so their school kind of got damaged. It was some days before the water cleared up where they were able to go back and be a part of school, you know, have classes and stuff. So the need there, the main need is to be able to have food and live, you know, from day to day. We are also there with the school in Uganda. Their daily needs are not being met as far as medical care and their school fees. To sponsor a child in Uganda is, I think, the sponsorship that we have set up is $50 a child, and that would be able to help them a month. It would take care of feeding them for the month. It would be it will take care of their medical needs for the month and their school fees. Then the third ministry that we have is that a slew of Muslim converts from Nigeria. One of the guys, he found us on the web. He found the school on the web, and he sent us an email asking if we can send them Bibles. We did a Bible drive, Unashamed Impact in Arthur Christ Bible College. However, to ship the Bibles to Africa was very costly. I think to ship the 80 Bibles was $500 and some. And so what we did was we sent them $100 to you know, get some Bibles in their hands. And mind you, all of these were of the Muslim faith, but they converted to Christianity. And we sent $100 that took care of 25 Bibles. The people, they were so elated. They were like, we're thankful that you sent us Bibles, that you made provision. You know, I got emails from several of them. Some of them were like, you know, we read our Bibles every day. And here in America, we take things like that for granted.
Yeah.
You know, our Bibles sit on the table, under the bed, in the car until Bible study or Sunday, and we never once crack it or read a scripture. And so we want to be able to meet the need and be able for them to get those other 55 Bibles that they requested. So that's Africa. In Pakistan, there's two ministries. Shortly after they became learning centers with Arthur Christ Bible College, their colony was attacked by Muslims. And it was burnt down, like neighborhoods was burnt down. There was like over 100 houses burnt down in two locations. Churches were burnt down. People died. Four people lost their lives. Several other people were injured. And they're just at a place where they need to rebuild. The government isn't going to do anything about it. And so they're kind of at a loss. Some of these individuals, they just converted to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor there, he said that when the first night of class, they had class in the dark. And there were 16 students present, and 8 of them gave their life to Christ. That's another thing we take for granted here in America is being able to have light. You just go to wherever we are and turn the light switch on. But in Africa, in Pakistan, they have random light outages. They turn the power completely off, and it's so that the other side of town can have power.
Wow.
And so, but their hunger is so great that, you know, it's like, well, it doesn't matter if we have no light. We still have this desire to hear the truth. We still have this desire for more than where we are. And so that's the need there. We're trying to raise funds to be able to impact them and not solve their problems, but provide them some relief. And so with Pakistan and with Africa, we have a GoFundMe set up to where people can make donations. Our goal, our immediate goal right now is $5,000. You can also become a sponsor of a child. You can contact us, you know, individually if you'd like to sponsor a child or two. We can set that up. And the great thing about working with us and donating to us is that 100% goes to meet the needs of these ministries. You hear a lot of other organizations, you know, they say, oh, for $5 a month, you can, you know, feed how many of our children. But every $5 you send in is going to support their staff. But 100% of the donations that we get, we send it out to our ministries.
That is definitely an awesome thing. Where do we go online before we get to the call line, too? But where do we go online to start to make donations? And also, what is the direct contact number to become a sponsor?
Okay, to make donations online, go to GoFund, that's GoFundMe.com/ Ark of Christ Bible College. That's /ARKBIBLECOLLEGE. And then there you can read some of the testimonies and read more about this initiative. You can contact me directly via email at mbutler@ArkofChristBibleCollege. That's mbutler@ArkofChristBibleCollege. Or you can contact me via cell phone at 336-252-8872. Again, my direct number is 336-252-8872.
And if you guys didn't get all that information, don't worry. We're going to post it in the chat room at www.blogtalk.com/DivaSpot. I have the Queen, Miss Mindy A. Butler, live in the building. We are definitely talking about stepping our games up today, guys. We're supporting three ministries in Africa and two in Pakistan. Between ministries and schools, the Bible College, along with Unashamed Impact, is raising money to help them. So 100% is going into the ministries. And just a brief before I go to the call line, because I want you guys to know exactly what's going on and how we're stepping, how me and Miss Mindy are stepping our games up today. You know, Pakistan had their homes and churches burnt down by Muslims, and Gambia needs help feeding the kids and their school supplies. Uganda needs money for feeding the kids, and Nigeria needs Bibles. We need to get raise money as far as when we have the Bibles and always can get more, but we need to help get more money to get them delivered over to Nigeria. And Pakistan needs Bible assistance in making it day to day. So let's go to the Step Your Game Up line. Let's step our game up. 972-824. Welcome to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Holla at us.
Hey, what it do, Diva? It's your boy. Dope Blank Music. What it do?
Hey, King. Dope, welcome to the show. I got Miss Mindy Butler live in the building from MAB Enterprises. We're talking about stepping our games up and helping our children and helping, you know, the ministries and the staff who help with the kids outside of our own backyard. And it's just a wonderful thing. You can go ahead and ask her questions and show her love.
Oh, well, you know, I definitely, you know, I'm always about a village raising a child instead of, you know, one person trying to raise it, especially, you know, a lot of our adults, they tend to be young and inexperienced because, you know, they weren't raised, you know, in a certain way, so they pass those on. So it really helps when you have elder statesmen, you know, like grandma, grandmothers, aunties, uncles, people who's older that can pass that on. So I salute you for, you know, trying to encourage that because, you know, in our communities, in our people, we need a lot of that help. So we appreciate you.
Right. Thank you.
Well, most definitely. So we're going to go ahead and take a music break, and then we're going to come back and get into more information and talking about more with the cause and with the program and how you can help support today. It's so important that we support not only our youth in our own cities and in our own states, but we support those overseas. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Miss Mindy A. Butler, live in this thing. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Support. Let's get into some Mary, get up. I got something for y'all.
What are you afraid of?
Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday.
We're all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Big shout out to Mary Mary. That's one of my favorite songs right there. Get up. Just imagine just waking up early in the morning, just popping that song on right there. Like, you just got to get you some energy. 24 hours is almost gone. Y'all got to listen to that song. I'm more one to listen to the words of a song, but I really, really like that song. Big shout out to Mary Mary. Those are my girls. It says, what are you afraid of? Don't you know what you're made of? You're one of God's greatest creations. That should give you strength. Right there, just that you're one of God's greatest creations. That should just make you feel empowered all over to say, you know what, I can do anything. Vinny, what's your favorite song by Mary Mary? Do you have one?
All right, go get it.
Yeah. Go get it, go get it, go get it, go get it, go get it,
yep.
Go bless it out.
It talks about, like, just going forth and, you know, it being your time, and it doesn't matter how big your dream is. It's very empowering because it's like, it doesn't matter how big your dream is, you know, you can reach it. So that's why I like that song.
Wow, speaking of dreams, you are working on or have already got, correct me, on your PhD in ministry. Is this correct?
I am graduating this month, yes.
Hey, that's what I was talking about. Oh, wow. You know, I had to definitely shine some light on that, Queen, since you said I'm graduating.
I appreciate it.
With pride. You get one of these for that.
All right. Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't it feel good? You made it. How about that?
It does. It does. It's been a long time coming, but I am definitely grateful for, you know, God bringing me this far. And
wow.
The knowledge that I have gained, you know, I can use it in many different ways, many different dynamics to impact people's lives.
I mean, having your calling, you know, did you know what your calling was at a young age, or is this something that, or I would say calling or purpose, is this something that you grew into, or has it always been with you?
I was called into the ministry when I was 12 years old. It was in June of 1993. I was laying in my bed. My great-grandmother had just passed the month before. She passed on Mother's Day. And I was, you know, kind of feeling sad or whatever, and I was just laying there praying about some different things, crying out to God. And then I saw myself. God showed me a vision of myself pastoring. So it was like the legacy was passed on to me, like from Elijah to Elisha,
mm-hmm.
because my great-grandmother was also a pastor, and she was, you know, an evangelist and did a lot of work in the ministry. And so at that moment when I had that vision, I knew that I was going to be a pastor one day. And so the vision has not changed over time. It has just become clearer, because the more we walk with God, the more we listen to God, when we allow God to shape us and direct us in ministry and in our calling, then what He wants us to do is being fine-tuned, and it's being made clear to us.
It definitely comes with, big shout-out to Jeremiah. Jeremiah is definitely tuning in and listening, and he's doing a lot of great things in the ministry, too. And, you know, going out and being a blessing and being a tool for the Lord, and it calls for a lot of discipline for some amazing things to happen. And I just think, you know, but I want to encourage those who are going through and doing their purpose and letting God move them, and things are kind of seems like a storm that you're going through right now, but it's okay. It's okay, because usually when trouble comes about and when things are not going right, the Lord is moving things around and taking some things out so it can be able to properly work, so it can be successful and not just like this temporary thing. So I think it's wonderful what you're doing with Project Outreach and reaching out to, you know, get those school supplies and get that the food and stuff for the kids in Gambia, and also to help rebuild the churches and the homes that were burnt down by Muslims in Pakistan. You know, that's really hard to build up all of that time and to build the schools and to build your homes and it be burnt down because you're a Christian.
Yes.
I mean, and that would break your faith, to tell you the truth.
Yes. You know, whenever I learned of what happened there in Pakistan, my first thought, and I said this to my team, I said, American Christians don't know what it means to truly suffer for Christ's sake.
Yes.
You know, we say we go through, I'm going through, but most American Christians don't know what it's like to lose their house because they're a believer. They don't know what it's like to lose a family member just because they're a believer.
Mm. You're right about that. I can definitely testify to that as well. You know, losing people who I thought really cared and loved me when, you know, I decided to take that leap and make that step and be faithful to God and not to men. And, you know, I even had family members in my ear like, you know, you should have stayed and, you know, you would have been better off and whatnot. You know, now you have to do things on your own and by yourself. And I had to let them know I'm never alone. I have never been alone, you know, for your family to say that to you. It just because they, for some reason, when you give yourself to Christ or when you commit, I'm not going to say give, but when you commit to God's word and God's commandments and God's love, and when you embrace it wholeheartedly and 100%, it seems like they feel like you're doing something abnormal. This is not abnormal.
Right.
It's nowhere near abnormal because they're only going by what they see that's going on in the world, because the world say you should shack up. The world says you should just be a baby mama. The world say you should just go along with the flow and, you know, promote drugs and sex and violence and sex sells. You should do it if you want to be successful, if you want to get your name out there, you know, you want to go with the Joneses. I don't know none of the Joneses, so why am I trying to keep up with them?
This is very true. And the sad thing is the world is being an example to the church instead of the church being an example to the world.
Mm.
You know, so it is hurtful, you know, when our family does not support our dreams or visions, when they don't understand, because whether if they're Christian or if they're not, you know, but you would think that, okay, well, you say that you have the same faith that I have. You say that you believe in doing the work of God, but yet when you see me doing something that's outside of the box or something that you never thought of in your day, that doesn't mean that I'm doing something wrong. I'm just doing something unusual. But see, God called us. He said we are a peculiar people, and people may not always understand our calling. They may not always understand what we're doing, even people in the church. But what we have to be is that when we know that God has called us and what he has purposed in our heart, when we stay true to that, God will show them who we are. God will get the glory because he sees our heart, because the reality of the matter is when we do anything outside of what God has purposed us to do, we begin to die spiritually. It bothers us. And so we have to say, you know what, God, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks but you. This is what you've called me to. This is my anointed place, so I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it to your glory. I'm going to do it to my best ability. And when we get to that place, what mama, daddy, aunt, sister, brother, the church, anybody else has to say, it doesn't matter anymore because we're aiming to please God.
And that is so very true, that we're aiming to please God. And I'm just so proud. And for those who are just tuning in and calling in, I appreciate you guys. We're on the line with Ms. Mindy A. Butler from MAB Enterprises, and she's talking about Project Outreach. And Project Outreach is the ministries that need assistance under her care. There's three in Africa and two in Pakistan. The Bible College, along with the Unashamed Impact, is raising money to help them. So 100% of the proceeds goes to the ministries. Also, Pakistan had their homes and churches burned down by Muslims, and Gambia needs help feeding the kids in their school supplies. Uganda needs money for feeding the kids, and Nigeria needs Bibles. We need more Bibles for Nigeria, and also raising money to ship those Bibles. Ms. Butler already has done a Bible drive and has Bibles and still taking Bibles, but we need to get funding to her so she can be able to ship it over there. And also Pakistan needs Bibles and assistance in making it day by day. So you guys can press the one button to be heard or call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And to donate right now, go online. If you want to go online to donate to Operation Reach, go to www.gofundme.com/Ark of Christ Bible College. That's Ark of Christ Bible College. And you can actually go to my Facebook page too, because I'm posting it on there as well. That's going to be my current post and last one that I'll leave up there. So you guys can just go ahead and click on it. And also you can contact, to become a sponsor, you can contact Mrs. Butler directly at Queen. You want to give them the email address again?
Yes, that's mbutler@arkofchristbiblecollege, mbutler@arkofchristbiblecollege. M. Butler at Ark of Christ Bible College.
Yep, go in there and donate. We are supporting the youth today, and we're supporting more than just, you know, we always want to support our children in home. And when I say in home, I mean America. We want to support our children that's outside of the of home too. And I like what you said, Mindy, about a lot of Americans don't know what it means to be, you know, or the challenges be a face of being a Christian and standing up and saying, hey, I'm a Christian. We can walk around here freely. Look, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. But
right.
If you're over if you're over in another country, if you're overseas, you know, you can die. Your house can be burned down. Your family can be killed. Everything can be taken away from you from just saying the word.
Right. That's so true.
Just imagine
so. It's devastating. It's almost unreal. It's just like whenever I saw the pictures that the pastors in Pakistan sent us, it looks like something you would see in a movie that has been edited and animated. But it's real life. That's what they're experiencing.
You guys, we got to, you know, and we always say, oh, we got to do better with our own kids. We got to do better here. We got to do better there. We got to do better all around. And you got to get into a heart of giving, of service. Be of service. I am one of those people who God has placed me with a heart of being of service to people around me. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, help those who help you. And, you know, do things for people who have done for you. You know, let's try to do something just out of what God has prompted us to do. What
right,
has the Lord
right.
encouraged you to do today? What did he encourage you to do yesterday? Just wait for a prompting and just wait on it. Lord, what do you want me to do today? Because we are here for experience. We are here to experience earth, to experience this life, and to do God's will. So I encourage you guys to do that today. Wait for the prompting of the Lord to say, you know what, maybe you should call this person, or I want you to go over there and help with this. I want you to do something in your community. I want you to start a neighborhood watch. I want you to donate to I want you to donate to the Operation Reach program. You know, it's not that hard. I'm going to enjoy donating today because I know the Lord wants me to do it. And I take joy in what the Lord wants me to do. We're going to take another music break. We're going to get into a throwback. And when we come back, we're going to get into more from the call lines. We're going to get some feedback. And we're going to get into more with Ms. Mindy A. Butler. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. And we are Stepping Your Games Up on Step Your Game Up Saturday.
We will not bow down to racism. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm gonna
try to see her. I know. know what it is. Jay Rue the Realist, South Central Unsigned Hype. Let's get it in. Step your game up Saturdays. Let's go.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
We back in this thing, y'all. Stepping our games up. Freedom for my body, freedom for my mind. That's one of my favorite songs. I actually was in the midst of going downtown and doing some things for the youth, and it came on the radio. I said, oh, next time I'm on air, I got to play that song. I was going down to do something for the youth, and I was like, oh, that's my jam. And, you know, people, please be very careful when you're driving and your jam come on, because for some reason your foot just press the gas a lot more faster when you start, and you can get a ticket. Thank God for me not getting that ticket. Thank you, Lord, for covering me. We're now live with Steffi Game on Saturday. Ms. Mindy A. Butler is live in the building. We're definitely getting in there. I want you guys to check out and go donate. Go donate. It's so important. Go donate and tell a friend to tell a friend to go donate. So you're going to go to www.GoFundMe.com. Again, that's www.GoFundMe.com/ Ark of Christ Bible College. That's Ark of Christ Bible College. It's on my Facebook page right now. You can just go ahead and click the link and go ahead and do some donating. Minnie, I wanted to talk to you because you're gearing up for, again, the 2013 Wake Up America Tour. Tell us more about that, guys. Tell us more about that program that you got going.
The tour Wake Up America arose from a book that I have called Wake Up America Into the Salvation of the Lord. It's a collection of poetry that I published in 2008. And the tour came from, like I said, the title came from that. But it's really an initiative and an effort to reach people where they are in the community, because in many places, America is dead spiritually. There's many people in church, but they're spiritually dead. There's many people that are not necessarily in the world, but they're not connected with the church because of church hurt. So with Wake Up America, it is our goal to get into the community and help revive it, to get into the community and make a difference in their life and touch people where they are through our praise parties, through our rap sessions, through things of that nature. The theme for this year is Let the Veil Down. And we have, I do have a promo on my YouTube page. My URL for YouTube is MAButler80. That's MAButler80. So there's a promo there for the tour, Let the Veil Down. We are doing some things. We're working on putting together something in South Carolina. We're working on putting together something in North Carolina. We're open to going to any state. There's been some talk about going overseas in the hopefully not too distant future with this ministry, but it's really ministering outside the box. A lot of people feel like church or you only minister in the church. But the real ministry happens outside the church. The real ministry happens going to people, connecting with them, meeting them where they are, not condemning them to hell, but meeting their need and saying, you know what, God loves you. You don't have to live the life. You don't have to do those things. You don't have to follow the ways of the world. You don't have to be a statistic. It doesn't matter what you have been doing or where you come from. But God is able to deliver you. God is able to restore you. He's able to bring you to an even greater place than you even imagined. So that's what we do with the tour.
I'm so glad that you did that, and I'm so glad that you said that about it. It also starts outside the church. The real ministry starts outside the church, because I was in a debate, which I refused to debate. I just stood firm on what I felt, not to sound cocky, but I knew that it was true. I was with a church, and I said, you know, Jesus just didn't go on the west side when he was here. He went everywhere. You know, if you think about it, Jesus went everywhere. He went down into the valleys. You know, where the people were, he went where the people were needed, and not to try to kind of like bash a church or whatever, but, you know, we can sit up in these so-called churches, or I like to call them safe houses, and the first lady and the pastor can say, oh, bring visitors, bring people, bring that. Why are we not going outside the church and minister to the people that's on the corner that we're praying for? Why are we not going to the prostitutes that we're praying for? Why are we not going to the gangbangers and, you know, those who have been hurt and abused and conflicted? Why don't we go to them? When did it become this routine where we sit up in the church and hope that they want to come? That's not how it, for me, that's not in my spirit. That's not how it works for me. I'm more of an actionist. I don't have anything against activists. They speak on the behalf of others, but actionists get up and go out and do something. And we are more concerned about it's the church on one corner and the next corner it's a liquor store, then maybe we need to come out the church and come out our homes and do something about it. I just didn't get that. And I want to say this, too, for those who have received church hurt. It's okay to get over your church hurt and forgive that person or whoever it was that hurt you in the church. One thing I want to say about churches that I have seen a lot of, do not idolize your pastor nor your first lady. They are spiritual leaders, and they are messengers and tools that are used by God. But when you start idolizing and saying, oh, you know, you make this big deal about this one person, and I'm not trying to take from their spiritual blessing or who they are. Some of them, I take that back, some of them doing more pimping and praying in these churches. I'm going to say it. Listen, Diva just going to say it. And they more for the fame and the glory. It has nothing to do with God. It's all self-gain. But when you idolize your first lady, when you idolize your pastor, that's a sin. That is a sin. They are the spiritual leader, so if you get correction or you feel like the pastor is not doing what he's supposed to do or the pastor says something to hurt your feelings, you go in there for the blessings of the Lord. You're not going there for the pastor. And, Minnie, you can correct me on this one, too, because I grew up in Baptist churches all my life, but I really didn't get the thing of there's nothing wrong with celebrating pastor's birthday, Pastor Appreciation Day, Pastor Anniversary. But what about the members? What about my birthday? What about Members Day? What about my anniversary? Why is it that it's not made a big fuss or we collected $50 to $60 a pop per person for the members? I just don't get that.
Well, it depends on the church that it is. Some churches do acknowledge their members' birthdays and their anniversaries. You know, they give them cards when their birthday or anniversary comes around. Other churches, it's all about the money and a business. So the pastor's anniversary, the pastor's birthday or whatever, it's an opportunity to capitalize on the members. And then you have other churches who are kind of in the middle. Like, God is sustaining the ministry financially, but the pastors, they don't have a lot of finances coming in. And so then the money that is collected during those times is really an appreciation because they're not on salary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes these churches are coming out of their pocket to help the church survive. And so, yes, it is important to acknowledge the members. I do believe that you should appreciate them because if there were no members, you know, you wouldn't have a church. You wouldn't have anybody to preach to.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe those churches that are more connected with their members, that get involved, that care about their life, that acknowledge their birthday, that call them, that text them, that give them a card or send them a card, that so the members appreciate who they are more and they are willing, you know, to give an offering when it comes to their birthday versus those who say, okay, it's pastor's birthday and everybody is expected to give $50, everybody is expected to give $100, or, you know, you go to their church and they say, oh, well, we don't accept offerings lower than $25. I've heard people say,
yeah,
they've been the church and they're like, oh, we don't accept change bills only. We don't accept offerings lower than this amount. Then they have removed the focus of the ministry. They have taken God out of the equation, because there's not one time I have read in the Bible where Jesus went to the people and asked them for money.
Nope. Not one time did Jesus ask for any money. And then back in those times, you know, there really wasn't currency. We were helping one another. And we were using our labors and our livestock and our fields, and we were tilling the land. That's what was happening. But I'm glad that you clarified that for me, because I was praying on it, and I was like, well, Lord, you know, I hope this, you know, I'm not doing something bad or within my spirit. But tithing is more than just your money. It's tithing is all of your sports. Tithing can be your time. Tithing can be, you know, you going and helping clean the church, going and helping it, doing something from somebody in their home, going to help your elders, going to help your youth. And it just gets to the point that, you know, your face gets turned away, and sometimes a lot of hearts get turned away to going to churches. And a lot of people are wondering why churches, well, a lot of pastors and churches are wondering why people are not coming to church. Maybe you need to go to the people.
This is true. And sometimes there is a reason, you know. And whenever you see that there's low church attendance, whenever you see people are not excited about coming to the house of God, there's a problem that needs to be addressed. Because when the pastor is operating under the anointing of God, and the people's lives are being blessed, the people's lives are being touched, the people's lives are being transformed, then they will be there. They will gladly go out, tell others about the church, about the ministry, about the pastor.
Yes.
Because they're excited, you know, impact is being made in their life. But so we have to come to a place where we're not afraid to evaluate our ministry, whatever our respective ministry is, because ministry is meant to minister. It's meant to have an effect on people. And if it's not having an effect, then you need to look at what you're doing.
I think the spirit is so important, and we got 5 minutes before we're going to close this out, but the spirit is so important. It's the most important. The spirit can, you know, stay alive or can dwell without the body, but the body can't dwell without the spirit. And that's why I always say, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm always encouraging people to text us and whatever, feed your spirit. I get up in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I had to discipline myself. Queen, it took me about 6 months to a year to get this thing down pat how I got it now. Because I'm on body, I instantly pop up at 5:55. I'm like, okay, it must be about to be 6 o'clock. I turn over, I get my Pandora for my gospel today for 30 minutes. After that 30 minutes, 6:30, I read my Women's of Color devotional Bible. I read the word for that day. Then I take another 15 to 20 minutes to write in my devotional journal. But this is before I put any food in my mouth, or before I start to look at Facebook, and before the world, before I get going to the world. It's basically what it is. It's me taking this time to rise early. A wise woman build up a house, but a foolish woman plucketh it down with her own hands. Proverbs 14:1. That's my favorite verse. But it's what God revealed to me is, if you rise early and prepare yourself with me, and prepare yourself with the word and with the instructions and with the love and everything that I have for you, before you go into that world, you're going to be all right. Because I already prepared you for it before anything tried to attack you, before anything happened. But it has changed my life so much. I have brought myself up out of an unhealthy relationship. You know, I put myself in a position to be able to be an even better mother, a better sister, a better businesswoman in my life. It's that peace now where I don't have to think, you know what, I'm sinning, and be disgusted and be traveling or struggling back and forth with myself. I actually take peace now with my house being quiet and not worrying about what's the next thing to do, because I'm able to take joy in what the Lord has for me. not what the world has for me. And it took me 30 years to get it right. But I'm thankful that I made that commitment. And, you know, I told the guy, like, look, it's either we get married and do and commit ourselves to the Lord, or you go ahead and move out. And then I told the Lord, if there's anything that's not of you, remove it. I mean, when you, first of all, when you ask the Lord something like that, when you say to the Lord, Lord, if there's anything in my life that's not of you, remove it, be prepared for a lot of stuff to drop off. Everything.
Right.
Something
will happen. And sometimes we're like, oh, Lord, I didn't mean that. But he knows what's best for us.
Be prepared for people to start dropping out your life, friends that you, people you thought love you, you know, finances. Be prepared for everything, even some foods that you used to like. Be prepared to don't even like them no more. I mean, just be prepared for a true transition. I promise you, you're going to feel so much better. Your spirit is going to be so lifted, and God is going to be so happy. You're going to be so happy with your new change and your new walk with the Lord that you're just going to be on cloud nine. And when those times do come, when those storms do come, you're going to have the understanding that even though this is a storm, God got me in the midst of it. So I ain't got to worry about it. And you're just going to sit there so calmly.
That's true. Just really quick, my latest book that I released in March is called Woman in the Mirror, 30 Days of Change. So it walks you through a process of being changed. And then I also have a book called Strengthening Your Inner Man, which is a 90-day devotional. We know it takes 21 days to form a habit. And you can find those on my website, www.mindybutler.com. So those are good resources. If you are looking for a change or to transition, that's a good way to start.
Oh, wow. And tell them more. I'm telling them how to donate to Operation Reach as well. And then tell them how to contact you on Facebook and all your social networking and how to get involved with everything that you're doing before we get up out of here.
Sure. You can donate to Operation Reach at GoFundMe.com/ Arthur Price Bible College. You can reach me on Facebook. My fan page is MindyA.Butler. My regular page is Mindy Butler. My Twitter name is Dr. M.A. Butler. And my website is MindyAButler.com.
Queen, thank you so much for coming to Step Your Game Up Saturdays and stepping their games up on today. I hope that you are going to be a blessing to them and there's a blessing to you. It's just a pleasure to have you to come on the show and doing and exploring and sharing something so powerful. So before we go out of here, can you lead us out with a prayer?
Sure. I appreciate you having me on so much. Father, we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for all that you are to us. We ask, God, that you will continue to lead us and guide us, that you would minister to every need that we have. We will even minister to those dark places, those areas that need to be ministered to that we don't think that need to be ministered to. We ask, God, that you will continue to help us to walk in our purpose and our destiny and to trust you every step of the way. Increase our faith, God. Enlarge our territories so that as you bless us, that we can be a greater blessing to the kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, knowing it's already done. Amen.
Amen. You guys, make sure you tune in live, and make sure you stay tuned in with me. As of next Monday, we're going to be bringing our new show, Mommy Mob Show, that's going to cater to the moms and the women's, and we're going to be talking about uplifting each other. We're going to talk about programs and services that's available to us. We're going to be talking about everything from the dinner room table to laundry, so it's going to be a great show. It's going to be each and every Monday, Mommy Mob Mondays show, each and every Monday, 8 p.m. on the West and 11 p.m. on the East, so you guys stay tuned for that. And also, going into the month of June, we are bringing back Spiritual Feedings on Sunday. So we are so excited about bringing our new show, Mommy Mob Show, and also bringing it back, the blessings of the Lord, the spiritual feeding, each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. You guys, make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. Make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here with some MJB. Can't keep a good woman down.
In my life, seen it all. And now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.